KJAN Sports.
Time for that look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. I'll check you sports. First in high school girls volleyball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Shenandoah downing Atlantic in three straight. Red Oak also defeating Atlantic three in a row. Red Oak down Shenandoah in three straight. Lewis Central a three-game sweep over Glenwood. St. Albert defeated Denison and Harlan over Creston also 3-0 in both of those. In corner conference play, Sydney over Fremont Mills 3-0. It was South Page over Essex 3-1. East Mills beat Stanton 3-1. In the Western Iowa Conference tournament last night, it was Tri-Center beating IKM Manning in three straight, while Trainer advanced with a three-game sweep over Underwood. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference tournament, the semifinals saw Southeast Warren defeating Central Decatur 3-1 and Southwest Valley topping Nottoway Valley 3-0. Consolation match, it was Nottoway Valley winning in three straight. In the championship, Southeast Warren defeated Southwest Valley 3-1. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, Bowyer Valley downing Cam 3-2. Arweva over Exira EHK in three straight. Peyton Sherdan beat Glidden Ralston 3-1. West Harrison over Woodbine 3-0. Also last night, ACGC defeated Ogden 3-1, and it was ACGC over Greene County 2-0. Well, the weekly cross-country rankings from the Iowa Association of Track Coaches. The team rankings this week out yesterday. Among the area teams in the ratings this latest go-around, in 3A boys, Glenwood checks in at number 15. In Class 3A girls, Glenwood is number 5, Harlan is 6, and Atlantic is in at number 11. In Class 2A girls, Panorama is rated 3rd, Shenandoah 14th. In 1A boys, Nottoway Valley is rated 2nd, while ACGC is 13th and St. Albert 15th. Class 1A girls, Logan Magnolia top-rated with AHSTW number 11 and Tri-Center ranked 12th this week. Atlantic multi-sport standout Chase Mullenix announced on social media Tuesday that he's committed to further his academic and track career at Iowa State. Mullenix is coming off a banner track season during his junior campaign. He helped the Trojans to a team runner-up finish in Class 3A. Mullenix finished the meet with 4 event state championships, winning the 800 meters. He was also a member of the winning 4x800-meter distance medley and 4x400-meter relay teams. Mullenix also took home a third-place medal in the 800 meters at the Drake Relays this past season. Chase has also been a strong contributor to the Atlantic baseball and basketball programs, and currently he's the quarterback of the Trojan football team. He had numerous offers to consider for both track and football. While making his college decision, he'll run track at Iowa State in the fall. Well, the Major's top two teams during the regular seasons will square off in the American League Championship Series. The Boston Red Sox advance by surviving a wild ninth inning to beat the Yankees 4-3 in Game 4 of the ALDS in the Bronx. The Yankees scored twice in the ninth and had the potential winning run on base when third baseman Eduardo Nunez grabbed a slow roller and threw out Gleyber Torres at first to end the game. The Yankees challenged the call at first base, but the Red Sox were able to celebrate in earnest after just a 63-second review. The Red Sox reached losing pitcher CC Sabathia for 3 runs in the third inning to end the left-hander's night. J.D. Martinez put Boston ahead with a sacrifice fly, and Ian Kinsler followed with an RBI double before scoring on a single by Eduardo Nunez to make it a 3-0 game. Christian Vasquez followed with a fourth-inning homer off of Zach Britton. Winning pitcher Rick Porcello blanked the Yankees until Brett Gardner lifted a sacrifice fly in the fifth. Porcello limited the Yankees to 1 run and 4 hits over 5 innings. Red Sox will be home for the first 2 games of their ALCS against the defending champion Houston Astros. That series gets underway on Saturday night. Well, injuries are a bit of a concern for Coach Kirk Ferentz as the Iowa Hawkeyes get set to visit Indiana on Saturday. Linebacker is especially thin, and Imani Jones will miss the first half after getting called for targeting at Minnesota.
Jack Hockaday, you know, I don't think we'll be able to play. Nick Neiman is still at least a week out, so he won't be able to play also. We have two guys that we'll learn more about as the week goes on, and Noah Fant and Ivory Kelly-Martin. And then on the good news side, at least I think OJ and Hankins are able to, I think they're going to be able to go. They both seem to be about 100% right now.
Ferentz says the leg injury suffered by Jack Hockaday was not as severe as they feared.
Jack, really very, very encouraging, you know, based on what we saw the last 48 hours. So I doubt he'll be ready this week. It's possible, but I doubt it. We're not counting on that. But at least I think next week's probably realistic, and that's That's good compared to where it could have been.
Well, freshman Riley Moss is expected to get another start at cornerback. The lightly recruited Ankeny native had two interceptions against Minnesota.
You know, since he's showing up here back in June, but especially in August, God, he doesn't always know what he's doing, but he runs around hard and he really plays with energy. And, you know, he's talking about speed. He's deceptively fast. So, you know, there's a lot of good things to work with there. He's got a great attitude on top of it.
Indiana's been known for offense, and this year is no different. Quarterback Peyton Ramsey is completing 67% of his passes and also is a running threat. We'll have that game for you coming up on Saturday. It's a morning contest, 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock is kickoff from Indiana. We'll have that game for you. You can hear more from the coach tonight at 7 o'clock. Hawk Talk with Kirk Ferentz comes your way this evening. After posting a win on the road at Oklahoma State, Iowa State looks to build momentum by hosting sixth-ranked West Virginia Saturday. The Mountaineers are the lone remaining unbeaten team in the Big 12.
A huge challenge for us this coming Saturday. Obviously, a really talented football team, a team in really both sides of the ball, playing at a really high rate and as well as on special teams, so it'll be a great challenge for our football program.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell. Freshman Brock Purdy is the likely starter at quarterback. Kyle Kemp is practicing, but Campbell says he's not sure that he'll be ready to play.
I would say if we're in the NFL, it'd be doubtful. He's gonna try to go and practice here this week, so I think we'll have a better understanding exactly where Kyle really is. The biggest thing is that he's healthy.
Purdy is the third different quarterback to start in the first five games for the Cyclones. Iowa State improved on third down against Oklahoma State, and that needs to continue as Purdy shined in his first extensive action against Oklahoma State, and Campbell says the key is to sustain that success.
He's played one true college football game, so you know, he'll continue to grow, and there'll be good days, and there'll be days where he'll continue to have to grind through it like any football player, but I think who he is and what he's about has allowed him to have success at a young age, you know, at least in a football game. And so I think the biggest thing for him is just continue to stay level-headed and continue to grow.
That's a night game Saturday up at Ames. Northern Iowa coach Mark Farley says the Panthers are working to fix their run defense heading into this week's game at South Dakota. The Panthers gave up 344 yards on the ground and a 56-31 loss to top-ranked North Dakota State.
We didn't get off the blocks we needed to get off, and we didn't make tackles in space coming off the secondary. So those two things put together, it's just taking care of ourselves and taking care of our assignments. It's all there. We'll figure it out.
South Dakota's 3-2 overall. They're 2-0 in the Missouri Valley Conference race. In NFL news, the Chiefs have placed right guard Laurent Duvernay-Tardif and rookie safety Armani Watts on injured reserve after both were injured during Sunday's win over Jacksonville. Duvernay-Tardif broke a bone in his left leg with a few minutes left, and Watts injured his groin. The Chiefs also signed outside linebacker Frank Zombo to provide depth at that depleted position. The Jaguars have signed former Chiefs running back Jamal Charles to help during Leonard Fournette's absence. The 31-year-old Charles worked out for the team Tuesday morning and signed a one-year contract yesterday afternoon. The Jaguars don't expect to have Fournette back for several more weeks. Buffalo Bills have signed quarterback Derek Anderson to add veteran experience and have him serve as a mentor for rookie starter Josh Allen. Anderson spent last season as Cam Newton's backup in Carolina. He's 20-27 as a starter over 12 NFL seasons. Buffalo lacked veteran depth at quarterback behind Allen and second-year player Nathan Peterman. Longtime Chargers owner Alex Spanos died at the age of 95, 34 years after purchasing the NFL franchise. The son of Greek immigrants was a self-made millionaire who used his fortune from construction and real estate to buy controlling interest in the Chargers from Gene Klein for about $50 million. The team announced in 2008 that Spanos was suffering from dementia. In the National Hockey League last night, Carolina beat Vancouver 5-3, San Jose 8-2 over Philadelphia, Columbus beat Colorado 5-2, Calgary 3-0 over Nashville, Winnipeg 2-1 over the LA Kings, and Toronto beat Dallas by a 7-4 final. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.